Now, moving on.
I'm told
we're ahead of program for first time ever, as a result of which the next promoter's not here. All right. We'll defer then, if we may, the presentation on the wholesale markets along Victoria Harbour Front, and we'll ask Ronald, I think, to brief us on the logo and the logo competition. Are we just covering logo, or are we going to cover icon as well?
Both.
Okay, icon and logo. Right, thank you. A lot of members attended a very hot day when we suffered in the sun, and we made the awards, but I think a lot of members weren't there, so let's brief everybody on where we are. Thank you, Ronald. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm here to take members through the recently held design competition for the Victoria Harbour icon, as well as a logo for the Harbourfront Commission. So just by way of background, this competition was co-organized by the Development Bureau, CEDD, as well as Harbourfront Commission, and we launched the competition in January this year. So we are looking for a unique, dedicated, and consistent visual identity of the Victoria Harbour in the form of an icon. So we have an open group and student group entries, and the open group winner automatically become the harbour's icon, while we also select an entry to become the logo of the Harbourfront Commission. So we have had very welcoming responses from the public. We have over 800 entries in total, and over 500 of them were from the open group, and over 300 from the student group. And then in April this year, we have an independent multidisciplinary jury panel who was led by renowned designer Mr. Michael Miller Yu, who did the adjudication of this Victoria Harbour icon. We would like to take this opportunity to also thank the Harbourfront Commission, who sent representatives to preview the entries and provide written views for the jury panel's reference beforehand. And then we also have a panel, a selection panel comprising entirely members of the commission. We have five of you, including Chair and the others, which selected the logo for HC. And then we announced the results in the prize-giving ceremony, which is just 2 weeks ago on the 4th of July. So this ceremony was held at the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park in San Juan. And then we have, you can see from the photos that we have quite a lot of attendance from people like the competition participants, the members of the commission. We have district organizations and schools representatives as well. So you can see on the photos on the right and bottom, there was also an on-site exhibition of over 100 shortlisted entries of the competition. We were glad that many people interested came and visited this exhibition. So some more photos of the ceremony, where you can see the prize was being presented to the student group at the left bottom corner, and then the prizes for the open group at the right top right corner. And then the prize for the HC logo, awarded by our chair. And then the two major prize winners. The one on the left is the winner of the HC logo design, and then the one on the right is the one for the Victoria Harbour icon. So this is the way we displayed the icon at this ceremony. So this is now the icon of the Victoria Harbour. And then this one, they selected as the logo of the Harbourfront Commission. There was quite a lot of press coverage on this competition and the winning designs on the day following the ceremony. See quite a lot of newspaper cuttings we have put here. There was also an individual interview of the Victoria Harbour icon designer a few days later by Apple Daily. Following the competition and the ceremony, we are also having roving exhibitions of the shortlisted entries and winning entries In addition to the on-site exhibition at the ceremony, you can see the exhibition date and venue details here. And we would like to appeal for your support in spreading the news around and asking people to come and visit. You may probably be aware when you come here today that we are currently having the exhibition just at the ground floor of this building. You may wish to visit them afterwards as well. And then now it comes to the application of this Victoria Harbour icon. Firstly, as we have briefed the members before, we're going to use it in our harbourfront signage scheme, which is the purpose of which is to provide directions for visitors, locals and tourists, to the harbourfront destinations like waterfront promenades and other open spaces. And then we are going to implement them in 6 pilot districts. And subject to smooth funding approval, we will have them completed by the end of next year, 2012. The second thing, we are going to apply this icon in a range of promotional tools like posters, banners, and souvenirs. And we have a ready example which our colleagues can distribute to you now, which is some plastic fans bearing the Victoria Harbour icon. Yeah. You can see the commission chair is holding one. Yeah, he got it at the ceremony. Yeah. So we have quite a few distribution channels for these souvenirs. The first one was being the prize-giving ceremony 2 weeks ago. And then we also have them available at the roving exhibition venues. And by the way, this exhibition will be held in between now and September at six or seven different places. We're also going to distribute them at several harbourfront-related events, and the two of the most recent ones, and here we are going to give you an advance notice, which is the first one is the Hong Kong Waterfront Promenade Initial Developments Opening Ceremony, which is to be held in the morning of the 3rd of September. And then the second one is the groundbreaking ceremony for the Hoi Yu Street Temporary Waterfront Promenade. And this one is in the afternoon of the 11th of September. So we would much appreciate the Harbourfront Commission's presence in these two events, and hereby we give you an advance notice. We'll fill you in with more details in the coming weeks. And then now it comes to the HC logo. Firstly, we're going to going to produce business cards for you. This design, we understand our chair has seen it and is happy with it. So, if subject to the endorsement by members and in this meeting, we're going to proceed with the production of these business cards, and then also other stationery like envelope and letter papers. Okay. This is the end of my presentation. I'd just like to take this opportunity also to thank you to thank the Harbourfront Commission's ongoing support to our competition, because just as a reminder, the Commission has been the co-organizer of this competition, and you form part of our organizing committee, which is Mr. K.Y. Leung and Patrick Lau, and then you also provided written views for our jury panel's reference before the formal adjudication, and our chair was among the jurors in the jury panel in choosing the Victoria Harbour icon. And lastly, we also, five of you, formed the selection panel to choose the HC logo among the entries. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Ron. Would you like just to put the icon back up again, so we can just members can just focus on the choice? There we are. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure there'll be views around the room. I mean, obviously, anything like this is subjective, but I think at least we now have an identifier. I mean, I think this was the whole purpose of the exercise, to have an identifier, as I call it. Icon is always a difficult word, which we could use for signage, which we could use in any way we need to identify Victoria Harbour in a visual way. And it's fairly, I mean, I have to say the jury were unanimous in their choice. There was, obviously there was due process, and 800 down to 50, down to 20, and then the 20 were debated at a lot of length. But this one did emerge as by far the most favourite choice. And I think it's very elegant, quite frankly. So we work with this going forward anyway. Please. Thank you.
Chairman, I think it may be too late, but try to not to just so much past it.
Sure. Thank you. Sure. Okay. Ronald, you hear that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Good. Yeah, we'll take that into account. Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, we'll be more careful. Please.
Well, thank you, Chairman. Just on the publicity, because we want to get this out and well known to the public. But I just noticed that the groundbreaking at Hoi U, you might not get as much publicity as you want, because that's also the 10th anniversary of 9-1-1. I think the press will be full of a lot of that information. So, you know, just a minor point.
Sure. We can perhaps revisit the date. Yeah. And Ronald, would you like to put up the logo? This I personally like very much. I think this lends itself very much to business cards and to stationery, and again, an identifier, if you like, for the commission. Sums up it, I think, very much what we're all about. And I think it would be very good. I mean, Peter was talking earlier about branding and promoting the harbour and promoting our work. I think it's going to prove a very useful tool, I think, in doing that. Any comments, members? Please, Winston. Thank you.
The one in front of us is excellent, except in case of old people like me, I hope the Chinese characters would be slightly larger.
Okay.
all right, that's one. Secondly, for both logos, they are very nice. I agree that the one for Victoria Harbour is very elegant. Mm-hmm. However, they suffer from one problem. Reading the logo itself doesn't tell you that it is Victoria Harbour. So I'm just asking, when you have the original logo of the harbour. So I think this logo will only make sense if you have also with it the word Victoria Harbour.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my question is, how would Victoria Harbour fit into the logo as part of it?
What?
The logo itself doesn't say anything. Yeah, sure. It's just beautiful, elegant.
Winston, it doesn't show it here, but the designer showed a whole range of applications.
Yes. I'm not criticizing.
No.
I like it. But yeah. I think that the logo should go together with the word Victoria Harbour, such as our logo is very nice. Mm-hmm. And it's got the name of Harbour Fund Commission underneath, and that's perfect.
Right.
I think the same needs to be done with the Harbour logo. Okay. And I'm just wondering how the words will be spaced with the logo itself.
Well, I was just saying that the promoter of this particular icon came up with a whole range of options as to how the word Victoria Harbour could be tailored around the icon depending on the circumstances, depending on the situation. So I think it will be case specific, if you like. But my understanding is the intention is that Victoria Harbour would appear with the icon.
Thank you. That solves the problem.
Maggie, sorry.
I haven't seen the materials, but I presume that Victoria Harbour also has a formal rendering in Chinese that goes with this logo.
Mm-hmm. I have to.
Thank you, members' comments. For the official winning design, what's written on it is shown here is the English name, but of course, if you'd like to change it to Chinese characters just to show it to local people. And we can, as the chair has described, we can talk with the designer of this icon, think about how we can tailor the words around to make sure that people recognize that this is Victoria Harbour. And also we are putting in efforts to promote this icon to people in Hong Kong, overseas, so that more of them will be able to recognize the icon itself as the icon of Victoria Harbour. As the winning designer has made some sharing at the ceremony, said that these three colors, they kind of representing Hong Kong as a metropolitan city, and this V-shaped thing is like a wavy figure which represents the harbor and the water body. So I think more or less we can try our best to promote the icon as the representation of the harbor, and then sometimes we can tailor the words around to help to facilitate the recognition. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Maggie?
Sorry to go on about this, but I mean, haven't we? Wouldn't we be promoting it to our visitors as well? And let's face it, the vast majority of our visitors, certainly at the moment, are Chinese-speaking, not English-speaking. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me, yes, we can promote it within Hong Kong, but are we going to have something at the airport as they get, or if they go to ferries? This means the harbour. Mm-hmm. We have to make it clear, I think, what it is promoting, okay, if we want to use it on signage.
Thank you, Maggie. In fact, in our roofing exhibition, like the on-site exhibition at Ceremony, we have some information panels which have some outline, some background information of the competition, as well as how we come up with this icon, how we are going to apply it, and we also ask the designer to share his design ideas around. So we will have do the proper things to help facilitate the understanding of this icon. And in fact, for the exhibition, we are actually also exploring whether we can also have an exhibition at the airport to facilitate the promotion of this icon to tourists. But for this, we are still having discussion with relevant authorities. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any comments? All right. Thank you, Ronald. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Take on board the comments, please. Thank you. All right. We have a couple of, I think, important items under any other business. One is you see in your pack you have, and again, a number of members attended a briefing by the Legislative Council subcommittee last Saturday, led by Patrick Lau. As you see from his paper, they took the opportunity in the late spring to visit Boston, New York, and Vancouver, and we have a list of the things that they looked at, the people they met, the groups they talked to, but more particularly, and I would draw your attention to the conclusions which are at the end of the paper. At the end of the paper, they summarise some general observations as to the different models they looked at and which was applicable in which city. But more particularly, I draw your attention to the conclusions and conclusion two, where they came down very firmly of the view that from an institutional point of view, we need a statutory body supported by professional staff to oversee and implement harbourfront enhancement projects. And that was the view of the panel following their visit to these three centres. But also they'd done other homework as well. So that was I think that's an important development. Obviously this research that they've done will be very useful to us as we come to work on what we think is an appropriate model for Hong Kong. But this paper obviously gave us considerable encouragement, if you like, that we had potential support from LegCo. And then if I can just move on to a subsequent event, last Friday, and I've just got the translation today, there was a motion debate which was led by Patrick Lau at which they debated perfecting harbourfront planning and management in all districts of Hong Kong. This was a motion debate, but the second item on the motion was to establish a statutory body and recruit professionals to coordinate and implement strategic harbourfront development. So the thrust of their report, if you like, was echoed in this paper to LegCo, which I gather was extensively discussed. Mrs. Lam was there. As you know, she also is an advocate of creating a statutory body with appropriate powers. And I gather that the proposal was passed unanimously by LegCo. There are other elements to the paper which relate largely to public-private collaboration, tourism-based harbourfront development, etc. But then they're less specific, if you like, their general intent. But there is this very specific reference to the establishment of a statutory body and the recruitment of professionals to coordinate and implement strategic harbourfront development in the future. Now, it's only a motion debate, so we have to bear that in mind. It doesn't carry any statutory weight, but clearly there was a unanimous view that from LegCo on Friday that we should move forward in the way we're moving, which I think bodes well for the future. We'll obviously have this circulated to everybody. There's an English and Chinese version, which I've just downloaded this morning. But I think quite a major... I think Mrs. Lau, you know, steering us at the last meeting, and then the visit by Legco and their view that we should head down the statute route, and then this motion debate, I think all sets a pattern and direction for the future, which I think is very encouraging. We seem to have support both within the administration and within Legco, which is very encouraging. So as soon as we have the HBF material, we can start to decide on how we shape the model for the future. Please.
Sir Chairman, if I may, just a minor point. You said that the administration is supportive, but actually what the Secretary for the Development said was that the government keeps an open mind, but she personally inclines to support it. So I just want to make that point because the administration has not really considered
this. I stand corrected, no problem. Chairman's getting carried away, apologies. The other thing, two other things I want to just talk to you about before we break. First of all, we're nearing the end of our first year of operation and activity. And I think a lot of people ask me, you know, what has the Commission done, what have you been doing, what have you achieved, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things I was thinking, and I'm not suggesting we spend a lot of money or do anything very fancy, but I would have thought it would be very useful if we produced an annual report, or just a report on the work we've done, the things that have happened, the number of schemes we've reviewed, et cetera, the different initiatives we've taken, at least to show the community and all stakeholders what we've been doing, and to obviously do that both in English and Chinese. I think that would then become part of the drill. Every year we produce an annual report. Most bodies do. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't. I think in many ways we should report to the community on what we've done and what we've achieved. Would members be in agreement?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
No.
To be fair to the harbour unit, I mean, we'll have to work, obviously, talk to them as to what's realistic and reasonable. But I think to get something out quickly is important as well. So I would go for simplicity and speed, if you like, rather than doing something too fancy and possibly having delay. Members agree? Good.
As for members' information, there will be a meeting of the Legco Panel on Development Subcommittee on Harbour Planning, which I and my team will attend. And we've done a paper. I'll ask the Secretary to circulate to members if he hasn't done so. And it sets out the work of the Harbour Planning Commission in brief in the past year. But of course, this annual report will be more meaty. But this is just a very short summary. And we're also going to brief them on the work on harbourfront enhancement, PPC that we're exploring, etc. So it's just for members to note.
When is that?
Tomorrow.
Okay. What time of day?
Morning.
Morning, okay. If members have time, inclination, that'd be good. The other thing just to remind you of is we have our second workshop on Saturday. We had a very, I think, productive first workshop when we did some what I might describe as blue sky thinking. But obviously, we now need to bring some of the ideas and some of the excitement, if you're down to taking your point about reality and practicality. We need to bring, obviously, consolidate it around the waterfront and decide on what's appropriate and what's achievable. So we have the workshop on Saturday. Please all attend if you can. We had a very good exchange last time, and I'm sure we'll have another good one this time. Thank you. Any other points members like to bring? All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.